This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Illegal immigrant charged with homicide has been released and is out on the streets tonight because politicians in Denver have decided that keeping our country's borders open is a higher priority than protecting our citizens. Police say that Ivan Zamarripa Castaneda killed a truck driver in a hit and run. Federal law enforcement wanted him held in custody, but thanks to Denver's sanctuary city policies, authorities there refused. They did not hold him. They let him go. On Friday night, lawyer Paul Reyes came on this program and said that wasn't going to happen. The progressives in Denver were not trying to protect illegal immigrants at the expense of public safety. Watch this. Why wouldn't you, if you're the Denver Sheriff's Office, the second call him and say, you know, this guy's leaving at this hour, be waiting for him? Why wouldn't they do that? What's the answer? They're not going to get sued for that.
Because as ICE itself has said, they are issuing on a weekly basis, between 35 and 40,000 of these detainers.
No, I'm not talking about 35. I'm talking about this guy. The guy charged with homicide. Why wouldn't they do it in this specific case? Will Denver do that? Why wouldn't they?
The reason they did not was because, again, ICE did not make him a priority by failing to get the warrant for him. Because they did not get the warrant, the local law enforcement did not take it seriously.
Now you're being disingenuous. They're not doing it because they don't care. That's the truth, and you know it. Well, he was, of course, being disingenuous. ICE asked the Denver Sheriff's Office for notice if Zamarripa Castaneda was going to be released, but deputies in Denver refused. After he posted a $25,000 bond, Zamarripa Castaneda was released at about 5:30 p.m. on Saturday evening. ICE was not notified for more than an hour, and by that time, he was gone. Zamarripa Castaneda is now on the loose. He's an immigrant fugitive. So a person is dead, and all the Democratic Party can think of is how to protect his killer from deportation. That's normal on the left now. In Oakland, California, federal authorities wanted to arrest drug dealers, child molesters, and gang members, but Mayor Libby Schaap warned them so they could get away before the feds showed up. The press howled, and a woman called Perla Morales Luna had her arrest caught on camera. You've probably seen it online today. They suggested she'd been abducted from her family. It turns out she was wanted on human trafficking charges. That may not have made your Facebook feed. In Baltimore, meanwhile, one of the poorest cities in the country, officials cut city funding for streetlights and trash cans to plug a hole in the budget, and yet somehow the city found hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay lawyers to represent illegal aliens fighting federal law. In all cases, the message could not be clearer to the rest of us. Democrats are on the side of illegal aliens over hurting American citizens. They're not even pretending anymore.
Well, Ted, that's the whole point of this, isn't it? Tucker says they don't care. No, they do care, but they care about the wrong thing. And I don't know how you get to that twisted logic to think that supporting, you know, illegal behavior, number one, now you've got that behavior that has involved murder and you still support it. It's like, wait a minute, when is this madness going to? I mean, this is absolute madness. How do you make sense of this? This is most incredible. But see, if we the people just sit there and we just shrug, then they just keep on going. I got to even think. I mean, I don't know how Democrats, I mean, those of you who say you're Democrats, how you support this kind of action. It just doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, it's not even reasonable at any level. Even as ICE officials have said, look, you have an opportunity to pick up somebody there in jail. Okay, you're talking kind of a one-on-one situation. You just process them, you've got them contained, and you process them out. No, what the mayor of Oakland and these other politicos would rather do, and again, you know, what is it? Just for them to get reelected, for them to create a new voting class? Is that what this is all about? That the rest of us are going to be subject to harm and potential murder because they're more interested in getting reelected than following the laws? I mean, we are a nation of laws, are we not? What happened here that somehow their individual political interests would trump the rule of law? But, you know, think about it, okay? Instead of having that person who's already incarcerated, transferred, and contained, now you let him out into the public, and now you've got ICE going out there and trying to arrest somebody in a community where you have unintended consequences that now increase exponentially because you have other people that are in harm's way because of what they did. Think about that.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, all hands on deck are required. You got to do your part. You know, kind of like what we did for Christian Saucier to get him pardoned. Thank God, great news on Friday. Thank you very much, Mr. President, for pardoning Christian Saucier. And so now our next project for Christian is to get him economically healed. Whatever we can do and whatever you can do, we're doing a crowdfundme effort here. And you go to his website, helpchrissaucier.com, and the spelling of his last name, S-A-U-C-I-E-R. The White House wasn't sure how to pronounce, but at least they made the call to attorney Ron Daigle and say, hey, we want to make sure we're pronouncing his name correctly. How do you do that before they made the pardon? And God bless them for pronouncing his name correctly. But S-A-U-C-I-E-R. HelpChrisSaucier.com. That's the website to go to. And thank you very much for supporting him. Because now that he's been pardoned, he's got a little bit of a road to, you know, to get through here. And Ron's got to make sure that all the records are expunged, that he is now not shown as being discharged dishonorably, that he'll be discharged honorably. And, you know, maybe some of his medical stuff will return. I know that was an issue when we spoke with his mother as well. So hopefully it's onward and upward for this young man and for he and his family for all that they've gone through. And again, we're grateful to the president for pardoning, only his second pardon in his administration so far. Patrick Wood joins us now, and Patrick, of course, is the technocracy expert who comes on with us regularly to keep us up to date on all things that are technocratic and how this pernicious concept continues to creep into every aspect of our life and, you know, what it means in terms of compromising our liberties. Patrick, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Doing fine, thank you.
Hey, I was reading on your website, which is a bit bizarre, you know, that scientists now are saying climate change impacts women more than men. So why should it matter? I mean, you know, all these lefties, they want men to be marginalized anyway. I mean, they can't neuter us fast enough or massively enough. So, you know, maybe, you know, this is like just a oh-hum moment that men deserve, you know, to be even ignored by climate change.
Well, you know, anything to do with climate change, Bill, has to do with the United Nations. This is where this dogma comes from. And wherever these scientists are, they're connected with that meme where climate change is the big bugaboo of all time. And in this case, they're making the absolutely preposterous claim that somehow women are more impacted by climate change than men. Well, shame on you men, you know, for not yes. suffering right. as much as the women suffer.
Yes.
And, it's inconceivable that two people standing out in a field or standing in a city or anywhere in the anywhere, two people standing together, a man and a woman, in the same proximity, let's say within 10 yards of each other. Mm. They're just standing there and climate hits them all at the same time, and somehow women are more affected than the man. It's absolutely incredulous that they would say something like mm-hmm. this. But this does bring out a deeper set thing at the United Nations in that women are always claimed to be the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And they need special help.
Yes.
And, you know, it's mostly, you know, men that are doing it to them, of course, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that the United Nations has even gone so far as to include one of their sustainable development goals on achieving gender equality and empowering all women and girls. And you read through the text of this thing, it's like, really? Not one mention of doing anything for men to elevate them, you know, to get them better off than they were, but they're all concerned about elevating women and girls, and not only in equality, but in the workforce and, you know, everything else. Of course, not too long that, the choice issue comes in for abortion as well.
Right.
You know,
of course.
Healthcare. We want, you know, women need to have the ability to terminate their own children.
Mm-hmm. But, because they're the only ones that created them, right?
That's right. And so it's like men are being written out of the script. Yeah, it's just incredible. You know, Tucker Carlson did a fantastic monologue the other day on the trouble that men are in, and especially in America. Women are in many areas are doing much better than men, but men are the ones that are suffering things like incarceration. 90% of all prison inmates are men. Women now completely outnumber men in graduate school. How that happened? I thought women were not lifted up.
Yes.
Yet society claims, and you know, well, a woman only makes 77 cents for every dollar that a man earns. That's an absolute lie. It's not true.
Right.
Sperm counts in men have plummeted down 60% since the early 1970s. What's that all about? Nobody mentions, you know, the men are in trouble in our country. I'll tell you what.
They are big time, Patrick. And the thing is that, you know, we were talking about this the other day that, you know, the Bible talks about tying up the strong men. You got to understand. Each gender has a role and position of authority that they must play, as designed by the grand designer himself. And this is all a violation. And when you do to men that this, the ways that the society, what they're doing to men today, is not in the best interest of women. If women want to be elevated, they're not elevated because men are brought down. That's not the way it works. We found this in any other, you know, racial contest when you talk about, you know, blacks or Hispanics and that sort of thing. You don't raise somebody else by stepping on their head to, you know, right, you know, to raise yourself up. It doesn't work that way. We've already found that, but this is exactly what it's doing. I mean, it's the old song with maybe, you know, some new music, but it's the same thing that we've gone through. You think we would know better by now.
You'd think so. You know, this article that you referenced that I posted on technocracy.news, the title of it, just climate change impacts women more than men. This is what the study is concluding. But, you know, when they say things like, you know, when a disaster hits, some kind of a weather disaster, women are displaced more than men. If you're 50-50 roughly in population,
mm-hmm.
How can the women selectively be more displaced than the men?
Mm-hmm.
That makes absolutely no sense. And yet, unfortunately, right. not only do they print this stuff, but there's a lot of people in society that believe it without even questioning it, that it's how crazy it is.
Yeah, let's take his audio out for right now, Brad. It's breaking up really bad. We've got more from Patrick Wood coming up after this break here. And these are supposedly smart scientists that are talking this way in their echo chamber. More from Patrick after things at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, keeping you up to date on the things you need to know about the slow creep of technocracy as it continues and marches forward into our lives. It is so pervasive. Patrick Wood is with us. Patrick, you know, we were talking about, climate change and how it impacts women more than men. And, you know, as I was saying, you know, these are smart people that are in their echo chamber, you think. I mean, with all their degrees, and they're saying stuff like this, and maybe they're just relying so much on their degrees and the other people they're hanging with that think the same way, that just feel like this is common knowledge. But, you know, Main Street America scratches their head and goes, you know, do these people really know what the heck they're talking about?
Well, I know. You know, when I used to, when I was young, I used to sit around and probably just do nothing as much as I could, you know, on the farm. My mother used to tell me, she said, you know, you're not going to get anything done sitting there staring at your navel. And I appreciate that now, because I see a lot of these scientists that have way too much time in their hands. They've got all this degree and stuff, but they got too much time in their hands, and they're sitting there contemplating their own navel. And they're getting this redundant circular logic thing going in their mind. It has, you know, completely detached from reality. But they're coming up with this stuff saying that they're doing science. You know,
yeah, right.
They're doing great thinking.
Yes, right.
Sorry, guys. You know, you've been looking at your navel too long. She'd say that to him.
Yeah, but the thing is, we've reinforced it because we reward them for, you know, inspecting their navel. And they all get together in the same room, and they find a way to utilize the people's money to pay for this insanity. I mean, there's no voice of reason coming in going, you know, like your mom, quit looking at your navel, get to work, do something productive.
I know. Well,
right?
I guess they sit around and have a naval battle.
I guess. Wow. Hey, let's compare. We'll compare each other's navel, and you know. Anyway, this could go.
I know.
Down fast. So we'll stop, because otherwise we'll be like them. Now, speaking of the UN and the green economy, realm, I mean, this kind of blends into this whole women thing and this female agenda. They're all rallying behind this International Women's Day, right?
They are, absolutely. And, of course, again, this is being promoted by the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the, you know, the lifting up of girls and women across the world. And it's one of the biggest celebrations now anywhere.
Yeah. And I maintain that if you if we lift them up as, you know, men and women, and of course that's going to mess people's heads up, because there was already a kid got kicked out of his class because he insisted that there were only two genders. And so, you know, I understand this debate, but, you know, we'll set that aside and let's be old school here for a minute and go with what God said, that he created a man and women, you know. And so I'm going to go with that. And so the lifting up of both genders is what lifts. You can't lift up one without doing so at the other's expense, can you?
You can't. And, you know, this has a lot of the same aspects of the race baiting technique, you know, that people are the social justice baiting technique that people will use. Like group A is not as good off, well off as group B. Therefore, group A, go take what group B has.
Yes.
You know, this is the same thing here. Okay, let's pit women against men. You know, it's not pitting one race against another race, or the poor against the rich. Let's pit women against men and vice versa.
Mm.
And it will make all kinds of charges against them, you know, that they're underprivileged or overprivileged or whatever. And yeah, you know, this is the same card that's being played here.
Yeah.
And we're
going to find ourselves in the same situation as we found ourselves in terms of the labor force. You know, people were so frustrated because they weren't allowed to work. They were, you know, they were inhibited at every turn. Donald Trump comes in, takes off the chains of regulation, and now people are excited and happy again. You know, you've got women who are going to be frustrated because they don't have the men supporting them in a way in which they need, and men the same way, women complimenting them the way they need to be. You're going to have a lot of frustrated people here in the United States, not to mention the world, right?
Yeah. That's right. There's going to be a lot of anger and fighting. And the fact really is, women need men as much as men need women.
Amen.
We cannot exist as a race separate.
Yes, exactly.
We're together. We're in this together.
Right. Well, that's how you promulgate the race, right? I mean, that's the way God designed it, is that we that's would right. reproduce, be fruitful, multiply, you know, kind of deal. And, you know, it's like with some of these gender options, it's like, okay, well, that's, if that's the world you want to live in, but, you know, the same thing's going to happen to you that happened to the community of Shakers in Kentucky. I don't know if you've ever visited, the plantation out there. And here it is. They had all these great things going in. You go, hey, what happened? They go, well, they didn't believe in sex. Well, that killed them off, you know, so what can you do? Hey, I want to address this 5G-powered smart city deal that people are hearing more of, that they need to be more aware of. What is going on with the future of 5G-powered smart cities?
Well, everybody's familiar with their cell phones, at least, where you had some time ago 3G, and now you have 4G, and then you have 4G LTE. Well, there's a new standard, a speed standard, coming out for wireless technology called 5G. Mm-hmm. It's altogether different. It's using a different frequency than what's being used now with current cell phone. And it also is going to bring speed up by an order, at least one order of magnitude. It won't be uncommon to be able to achieve 1 gigabit per second transmission speed, mm-hmm. both up and down on your cell phone, which is just incredible. But what people are saying, the industry people are saying about 5G, as it gets rolled out, aside from any of the health issues that come up, and people are concerned about that too, but mm-hmm. as 5G gets rolled out, experts are claiming that this will activate the Internet of Things that we've been talking about for some time, mm-hmm. where inanimate things are connected together virtually at the speed of light, where, you know, data can be collected real time on virtually every sensor in a city, whether it be cameras or traffic flow indicators or, you know, computers in buildings that are, you know, running the elevators and air conditioners and all that kind of stuff. Everything can be connected together at warp speed by 5G. It's not possible now. There's not enough bandwidth to handle it.
Right.
But there's going to be a quantum leap, if you will, of the activation of Internet of Things as soon as 5G starts to be rolled out, and it's just about to roll out commercially right now. A year from now, your city may well be equipped with 5G.
So what we've been seeing, like, for example, with person of interest, right? We're going to be talking with Jim Caviezel in just a little bit. So, you know, so what we've seen in that television series really becomes available to a city near you real soon.
That's exactly right. And the key here is real-time surveillance. Even without, well, you know, without 5G, with what we have now, the data eventually trickles in. It's just slow. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get it, it's not as valuable as it was when it actually occurred. But now, with the high-speed capabilities of 5G, anything that has a Wi-Fi chip in it, which can be almost anything, anything anywhere virtually, mm-hmm. Will be able to communicate real-time. And even a whole smart city, for, you know, a whole city is equipped with all these sensors and cameras and everything else. A smart city could be modeled using artificial intelligence software, could be modeled and examined in real time. This is just science fiction on steroids.
Wow.
But it's that close.
What would the Russians be able to do with this, huh?
Well, I'd look at the Chinese more than the Russians right now, because in China, they claim that they can identify facially, that they can take a picture of somebody and pull them out of over a billion records in under 3 seconds. I'd say, be a little bit concerned. Look at China, what China's doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm only saying the Russians, because it seems like the Russians are a bit juvenile still. They just like to go around and move everybody's cheese around. And, you know, we're going through that process. So, you know, how much fun were they going to have now with a 5G-powered smart city? And what does that do for our grid in terms of, you know, protecting the integrity of our grid now? Even more so, I would think, right? Wow.
Exactly.
Crazy stuff. Well, Patrick Wood is keeping us up to date on all this technocracy. Always appreciate him coming in and reporting the latest news. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. people with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
What's stronger? What's stronger? What's stronger? What's stronger?
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
It's just the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got our sight and sound family here.
Hey.
Dean Sales back with us. And Katie's here with us, too. Katie Miller is the corporate communications manager and, of course, in charge of the brand. You've got the holy grail itself that is in his hands, Dean Sell. It's all his fault, you know, everything about sight and sound, right?
Everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's way too much responsibility, Bill.
But you can handle it, Dean. I mean, you've proven time and time again. I mean, this is another year. We find ourselves this time in Nashville, a rainy day. But, hey, we're making the most of it and having a great time. Huh?
It's good to be back with you. You've been so good to us. Thank you for having us again.
Hey, I love what you guys are doing, Katie. I mean, the whole sight and sound project. I mean, the lives that are being lifted up as a result of, you know, all the different projects. And, of course, we've got an exciting new project coming up, in another week or so? No, days, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Days.
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be there, right?
We're literally getting on a plane in like 3 hours to fly to Branson, Missouri. We have two shows premiering this year. Branson, Missouri is going to welcome Samson to the stage for the first time. We're going to bring down the house in the Midwest. Mm. And in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, we're premiering Jesus. It's the brand new show to Sight and Sound.
Wow. Dean, tell us about why these two projects.
Well, the biggest decision we make, seconds behind who we hire, is what story we're going to tell on the stage. And so it's a long process, but, you know, Jesus is the story of stories. It's really what our mission is all about. We believe that every Bible story is really pointing to him. So Samson premiered in Lancaster back in 2016. 55 tractor trailer trucks later, it's now in Branson, Missouri, and excited to have it bring down the house there this year. But really excited about the brand new show, Jesus, which is opening next week.
Katie, I don't think you can ask for a better time to preview the new show, Jesus, especially in light of the passing of Billy Graham.
Yeah.
If I might tie those two together, only because, you know, Billy Graham was about Jesus lifted up.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, we are so grateful to live in a space and in a country where we have the opportunity to do these things without, with complete freedom. And Billy Graham was just a fantastic pioneer of faith. I mean, he just was. And so it's absolutely an honor to be here at NRB this week and be able to be celebrating his life with everybody that's here.
Exactly. And, of course, the Old Testament hero, Samson.
Samson, he is an unlikely hero, right? He is often looked at as a failure, somebody that was an anti-hero, that didn't live up to his calling. But what we're so excited about, Bill, is helping people see him the way that God saw him.
Yes.
Because God put him in Hebrews chapter 11 in the Hall of Faith. He's there alongside, you know, the big shots like Moses. And so it certainly is a show that has lots of big spectacle, but the hope is that through all the spectacle, people see the story that we're trying to tell, which is a story of grace.
Yeah. You know, Katie, speaking of Samson, you know, a failed human being, you know, just like the rest of us that need redemption. And just like Jesus told Peter, you know, in that moment where he had to bring Peter back into the fold. Peter thought, you know, I'm worthless. I've really messed this up. I'm not. And Jesus says, hey, look, you're still my guy.
Yeah.
You know, the deal is still on. And I think that for Samson, God had that moment with Samson say, hey, you know what? You're still my guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's so true. I think that's one of my personal favorite things about the opportunity we have to tell these Bible stories is to really take these characters of the Bible that I think we so, we're very quick to put them up on pedestals and think that they had it all together. They had it perfectly. And really, they didn't. They were people just like we are with failures and tragedy and triumph in their lives. And even in the story of Jesus this year, you know, we're so excited to be able to really reveal the character of Jesus through the everyday people he surrounded himself with. He didn't have flaws, but the people around him certainly did.
Right. Dean, Sight and Sound, we're looking forward to coming out. So you got to tell us where we need to go, to Lancaster or to, you know, to Branson. But we're going to come out and catch, you know, if not one of them, both of them. But the Sight and Sound experience, explain to our audience as best you can here over the radio. I mean, I love radio because it captures imagination. This is imagination brought to life.
Yeah, it really is. And that's our hope. You know, we talk often about the spectacular nature of Sight and Sound. It's a massive panoramic stage that surrounds the audience on three sides. That stage holds set pieces that are four stories tall that use pioneering military technology that enables the set pieces to drive around the stage by themselves. There's live animals that are coming up and down the aisles, alpacas and camels and sheep and goats. And so, lots and lots of things to entertain you, and that really is our desire. But all of those are a mechanism to help people really escape from all of the distractions of life and feel like they're sitting inside that story for 2 hours. That's really the goal, is we want that story to come to life.
Yeah. And Katie, the excellence of Sight and Sound, the production values, you know, this is what I hear consistently from people who have come out of experiencing a Sight and Sound presentation. They go, this brings glory to God.
Yeah. I mean, these stories are so timeless and classic. They've been around for thousands of years, and we cannot take credit for them. We can't write them.
Right.
But we do have the opportunity to tell them, and we want to do them justice. Like, they are epic stories, and we want to be able to bring them to life in a way that honors really what they are. And so it's a privilege for us.
As you say, Dean, you know, the staging, the magnificence of it all, the excellence of it all, truly representative of the King of Kings.
Yeah. Well, you know, so many times in Scripture it says that people were amazed or astonished at Jesus's teaching. And so in today's world, it's really hard to help people become astonished or amazed. And so, you know, the way that we try to do that is the size, the bigness, the scope, the technology. I mean, these theaters are just absolutely state of the art. Mm-hmm. And so it's a vehicle for us to use, but it's not the end all be all. It really is about the mission of presenting the gospel.
For creative people, they long for a canvas. What a canvas to paint on and work with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, I think one of our favorite things, I can speak for both of us, about being a part of Sight and Sound is seeing the different gifts that everybody brings. There's, you know, we have welders, we have seamstresses, we have costume designers, we have set designers, and we're all bringing the thing that we get to bring and do it in a collaborative way on this really spectacular canvas, to use your term.
It's incredible because this tapestry of talent, how it comes together and the pieces fit together, complementing each other's gift and talent. I mean, this has got to be, you know, for you, Brian, as you look and you see this coming together, wow, I mean, you just got to feel like, you know, thank you, God, that you put me in a place like this, right?
Yeah, you know, Bill, for me, I was pursuing the rock and roll dream for a big portion of my life and worked in a lot of creative companies, but never a company like Sight and Sound, where there is just amazing talent, amazing craftsmanship, but singular focus around what we are doing all of this for. Mm-hmm. And so it is absolutely one of the most creative companies I've ever been a part of.
Katie, can I put you a little bit on the spot here?
Sure.
Let's talk about the future of Sight and Sound. What's on the plans?
What's on the plans?
Can you tell me without having to kill me?
I'll give you little sneak peeks. How about that?
We
are. It takes about 4 years to produce a show, so we are in the midst of producing shows already for 2020, and then also starting to have conversation about what shows after that will be. Last year, in 2017, we had the opportunity to take, for the first time ever, one of our shows into movie theaters.
Yes.
We captured it on film.
Jonah.
And took Jonah, the 625 movie theaters across the nation. And we cannot give you specific information yet, but we are in the middle of conversations about what that might look like for 2018.
Okay. I'm going to save my other question for another time, because we're still going to stay in touch here. So as we wrap up things, I'm going to leave it with you, Dean, to remind everybody how they can come and see the shows, what they need to do to find out everything they need to know. We got 30 seconds.
Two amazing opportunities to see two amazing stories on two massive stages, Samson and Branson, Jesus and Lancaster. There's one place to find out information, sight-sound.com.
Dean Sell, Katie Miller with Sight and Sound, Katie, Corporate Communications Manager, and Dean, the Brand Director. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you so much, Bill.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Yeah, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad.
Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him. And so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got a real treat coming up for you. We are absolutely honored and privileged to have Jim Caviezel with us. He's just about ready to come in here. As you can imagine, everybody would love to be talking to him, and we are blessed to have Jim Caviezel here. We're going to talk about his new movie, Paul, Apostle of Christ. Jim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. It's such an honor to have you here.
Thank you very much.
You know, you and I have a lot in common. I mean, you wanted to play in the NBA. I can tell you, if I'd been anywhere close to 6 foot, I'd have been there. You know, I love basketball, and I know you grew up loving basketball as well.
I did. I played 15 years and every day, and my dad played for John Wooden at UCLA.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I had a brother that was a player of the year, the state of Washington, and was highly recruited. But it was the discipline that I learned physically that helped me to be able to play Jesus in the Passion, just as far as being in the low stance. Mel Gibson goes, "Hey, Jim, how are you going to play Jesus up there on the cross? You know, you got to get in a real squat there with your leg." And I said, "Well, I make basketball."
Right.
So I just do wall squats and got my right leg really strong, and I was able to hold it for about 12 minutes in each take.
Well, you know, that the whole situation of you, and I know you've talked about it because everybody, especially people of faith, want to know about that experience. And I've heard you talk about, you know, being, you know, scourged by accident underneath, and how that affected you. And that was just, you said that was just one stripe. I mean, and imagine what Jesus went through in that scene.
mean is just so powerful.
Yes. Yeah. There was a, you know, if we had a, it went from, you know, accident, sorry, we, you know, a shoulder separation, that was an accident, and then the cold. Mel had probably, you know, had this plan for about maybe 8 weeks, mm-hmm. but no more than 12, and it went on for 5.5 months. So the cold was not planned for, and the cross where it was located near a canyon, like the Grand Canyon, mm-hmm. a smaller version of it, but in Italy there, and the wind would come up at maybe, you know, 5 knots, spill over, and then suddenly it'd go up to 30 knots, 25 mm-hmm. knots, and it would, that whip would hit the beam, and it would cause my shoulder to separate. Then the cold hit, then the pneumonia got there. I was on antibiotics, and there wasn't enough rest in the day to recover. The makeup was burning my skin. It was a new application that they didn't use. But had we had done this movie in a studio, you'd never seen that performance.
Exactly. As you were going through this, I mean, what are you thinking? Are you thinking, well, you know, this is probably minor compared to what Jesus actually was subjected to, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Except at the end of the lightning strike.
Yes.
You know, that was, you know, very, it was unusual because it was a fifth take in the last take of the entire film.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly heaven opened up and I got split in half, and, you know, it caused me to have two heart surgeries you know, physical issues. I have no problems now. I'm lucky.
Thank God.
But,
yeah.
You know, it did require, it certainly appreciated what our Lord gave for us. But the how far we went with that was quite extensive, and it was certainly worth the amount of conversions, the millions and millions of conversions.
Yes,
that
amen.
Happened.
Yeah.
And we will do the same with the resurrection.
Exactly. And talk about the resurrection.
Well, I can just tell you this much. It will be the biggest single film in history. I can tell you that.
Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We will have details. And 14 years after Passion of the Christ.
Yes.
This, I mean, you feel the hand of, you know, throughout the shooting and everything. God had a definite plan, and you were on His plan on this. Did you just finally just have to surrender to that and feel like we're just doing what God's called us to do here?
At first, it was like, okay, you know, this is a role. You just try to simplify it, but it wasn't just any role.
Mm-hmm.
This was going to be harder than Hamlet. This was
mm-hmm.
going to be something that. Everybody loves or hates this guy.
Yeah.
And the hate was very difficult. But you can't take things personal if you're going to do that. I didn't think I was the right guy for the role.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend of mine told me, you know, hey, Jim, God doesn't always choose the best, but He chose you, so what are you going to do about it, you know?
Right.
And at some point, I know Faulkner's used this, but I said this back in the day, is that I don't want the world to see me. I only want them to see Jesus.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
And that ultimately is what I wanted in the film, that the world would have an experience of with their Savior. And that was it caused, you know, at first it was, yes, I felt God's love, but when I went deeper with Him, I felt in my heart how much the world does not love Him, and how alone He is, and how every day, imagine having a baby, and that baby, when he grew up, didn't love you back.
Right, exactly.
And I can't imagine that, but that's what I felt in my heart on that cross.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask you about how this personally impacted you. And so it's this sense of loneliness and this connection and understanding of how lonely, in, you know, especially at that moment in time when we hear the cry, why have you forsaken me?
You know, people that come to you that say, you know, Jesus, they call you Jesus, or in my industry, they call you Jesus, you know, one of its it's good and one of it's not so good. But even when people, I'm not Jesus, but in a way, I'm part of who he is. We are, Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. And so I am a part of him. He's a part of me, and he speaks through me. And I, when he says, I'm a father, one and the same, those that know me know my father, I want him to be more committed, and I want to be more committed to him. I want us to be closer, because I'm the best Jim there ever was when he's in my heart.
Exactly.
But at the heart, the suffering of it is you get to see how people hate him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus says, if the world hates you, know it hated me first.
Yeah.
I get to feel that. It's like walking around with a stigmata.
Yeah. You know?
And, but it's okay, because at the same time, I get to defend him.
Yeah.
And I love, because I love him.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, experientially, you're very intimate with God as a result of that, in a whole unique and special way. I can sense that, Jim. Jim, let's talk about Paul, Apostle of Christ. How did this come about?
Paul, Apostle of Christ. Well, simply, you know, I was asked, well, this is the only other religious film you've done since The Passion. And I said, look, it's the only great script that I read since The Passion. And I don't turn down great, you know, material.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Hyatt wrote a great a piece here, but what hit me about it was the controversial message. There is a mega controversy in this movie, and that is the controversy of forgiveness. And forgiveness is in our Lord's teaching is forgiving at all cost. You see, and that I had. Was at a film with a friend who does not believe in God, and he turned to me and he said, "Wow, whoever wrote this, he's a great philosopher." And I said, "You mean the director? How he wrote? I've never heard anything like that." And I said, "You know, that's in the Bible." He goes, "Well, I don't know anything about the Bible." He goes, "Well, you know, that's the power of what this thing has. This guy had a conundrum going on in his head or in his heart, and turned around and he just had glaze in his eyes." And you know, that is the our Lord has came to us and showed us his love, and that's why we converted, because he loves us. Oftentimes, even the modern day Christian does not give love to those that do not believe. So it's almost become an exclusive club. This is not Christianity.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not what our Lord wants. Forgiving does not mean passivity. It does not mean weakness. It means being able to meet evil face to face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And understanding, as C.S. Lewis said, that we haven't met any mere mortals. That every person that God has created, it's for a purpose, a divine purpose. And they're a gift in and of themselves. But if we reject them, what do we lose? What lost you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, think of it as a way, you know, as you more to what you're saying, these are God's children that are lost.
Exactly.
You know, why are they to blame for generations, previous generations? They're so lost. I always go back to It's a Wonderful Life, that movie.
Yes.
You know, where here is a man thinking of a guy like that. That, you know, I'm worthless. He's always tried to do the right thing, but it just doesn't quite work out. And an angel comes and saves him. I had many angels that saved me. In fact, where people said, "How did you play Jesus?" I said, "Those angels in my life, those people represented Jesus to me, and they were from every denomination I can imagine, and they are the ones that represented me on that cross." And so I just simply, they were my teachers.
Exactly.
And at some point, as I refer to Billy Graham here, he was our shepherd. He became a living, walking Christ for many of us. And now he's gone.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer.